I'm so glad the blood is plenty, more than enough. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Brother Sammy, go ahead. Lord, I love you, Lord. I praise you, dear God. Oh, I praise you, Lord. Amen. Is there anyone else have something on your heart? We have time to obey God, that's for sure. I was real thankful that Mr. Fuller and Mr. Story is so impressed with our church. And he was telling me later, he said, I know your people just practically go to your church on Sunday, so they don't know what there is out there in other churches. But he said, you all have a treasure here. Said, you just don't know how blessed you are. And so, at any rate, we know that y'all have been an example to these that come and visit. And you never know, maybe God will get a hook in their jaw and just bring some of them on over. But God's moving here. And people can sense it, really. People can sense it. It's exciting to me. I'm just rejoicing today at how wonderful and free the Spirit has been here. And even right now, you know, I'll be honest, I had another message, and I kept on coming right back to this scripture, and I thought it was remarkable and not an accident that I preached from the same passage of scripture the last time Mr. Fuller was here. Amen. But I'll go back here in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 18. And I pray the Lord would help me on this. I just thought about this scripture again today, couldn't get away from it. And in all reality, didn't have much more to say, even though there's a whole lot more to say. I just couldn't get it all together. Seemed like it fell together just during the choir. And I'll just preach by faith, see what happens here. Amen. It says, for ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words, which words they that heard and treated that the word should not be spoken to them any more. For they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touch the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. But ye are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that you refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he that promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not the earth only, but also the heaven. I want to preach again tonight on the blood has something to say. The blood has something to say. I praise the Lord for the blood. I appreciate the blood. Seems like it doesn't matter if you're singing or preaching, there's a special anointing that comes when you really get to thinking about the blood of Jesus Christ. All the great blessings of God are opened up because that fountain of blood was opened up on Calvary's hill. We could preach I could preach and talk about the wounds of Jesus and all of those things. But how remarkable is it that in the book of Hebrews, referring back to that first mention of blood in the Bible, where the blood of Abel cried out against his brother. It is compared to what Jesus' blood speaks. Oh, what a wonderful thing it is for us to know that the blood of Jesus has something to say. Not something of condemnation as far as for us who are saved. It will condemn the world, no doubt. That voice that spoke on Sinai shook the earth, but this voice will shake the heavens and the earth. It'll be an all-pervasive, universal shaking when this voice speaks in judgment. And I'm telling you, there's some good things the blood speaks. And I just began to think about who does the blood speak to? Well, amen, in my musing and thinking about this, I imagined a man coming, riding with a great company. His name's Saul of Tarsus. You've heard about him, and you know the rest of the story. But in my mind, I saw him as he was traveling. He was angry looking, full of great intention. His teeth was probably clenched, and he was, the Bible says, yet breathing out threatenings against the church. He was planning evil in Damascus. I see him come over a hill in my mind, and he had some people, some officials, maybe even a soldier. I don't know who all he had with him. I don't know how many was with him. But in my mind's eye, I not only saw those people, I saw a widow crying out, traveling behind him. The blood of Stephen crying out, coming behind him. Some little orphan child crying out, oh God, how long will you not avenge us of our blood? I hear saints that have been imprisoned crying out, this man is worthy of death. This man is worthy of justice. This man is worthy of torture and a cruel death, for he inflicted many of death upon the church of the living God. I hear the sound, for even though he tried to drown it out, I'm sure with his own anger, his hatred even of Jesus Christ, his blasphemy of Jesus Christ, whereby he blasphemed ignorantly, it all followed behind him. Justice was on his trail. The law of Moses was coming up with a sharp glittering sword, fixing to take his life and drag him to hell. Death and hell followed. He did not see it. He could not hear the cries. But I'm telling you, there was blood crying out for the judgment of this wicked, horrible man. While he may have been innocent of never breaking the Sabbath, while he may have been innocent of never taking the name of the Lord in vain, he may have honored his father and mother all the days of his life. He may have in his way honored God to where he could say, I've never worshiped an idol, I've never done all of those things. And in his zeal for God, he done great foolishness. Hey, amen, even though he could think over in his mind, I've done this and this and this and this and this and this and this, and buddy, I am righteous. And later on, even after he got saved, he said, concerning the law is blameless. That meant, he said, I washed my hands when I should. I didn't eat anything I shouldn't. I was clean. And I'm telling you, there was a great cry. There was a great cry coming up before the justice of God. And how long will this man continue? There was a great cry from his own heart of wickedness. Amen. He himself was planning great sin as he was going to Damascus. But then all of a sudden, there was a greater cry. Glory to God. I see Jesus come down and interrupt all of this and all of his blazing glory. Amen. His bright and shining love shines into the dark heart of this wicked man. Amen. And when he falls to the earth and says, "Who art thou, Lord?" I've said it before. I think that's one of the saddest questions that's ever been asked. This religious zealot man, not even knowing who Jesus is, realizing this is a manifestation of the Lord, but not really knowing him. What a shame. What a horrible thing. But there in that arrest, Jesus Christ came and delivered that man from all of the cries of the blood that he had shed. All the cries of the great wickedness, amen, that had taken place. And then when he said, "What wilt thou have me to do?" I believe there was a conversion instantly right there. He had turned from his bitterness and turned to be a servant of the living God. Amen. I believe right there was when the blood of Jesus began to speak. Oh, yes. Amen. There was a cry of the blood. "How long, O Lord, will you not execute this wicked man?" All of a sudden, the blood of Jesus covered up the cries of these great wicked people and began to cry out, "Forgive, O Lord, this man who has asked forgiveness." Amen. At that point in time, amen, he became a child of God. And so he goes back, amen, goes there to Damascus, and instead of persecuting the church, instead of executing people, instead of putting people in prison, all of a sudden he begins to seek God with fasting and prayer. And I realized that all of his past sins would stop him and say, "Why should a fellow like you pray? Why should your voice be heard, amen, before the throne room of the holy God? Amen, your sins are too great, they cry out." But there was one that cried out much greater. The blood of Jesus had something to say, you see. The blood of Jesus cried out and said, "This is one of mine." Amen, he should be allowed entrance into the family's, amen, throne room. He's a child of God. Let him speak. And so he prayed and he sought the Lord. Now, amen, so here we have, his sins are silenced. Amen, the blood of Jesus goes to the law of Moses and says, "You'll have to take away all of his sins. I took that on the cross." Amen, he's forgiven, he's pardoned. Amen, the blood of Jesus takes care of all of the cries that have been going out for his judgment and the wrath of God that was against him. The blood of Jesus takes care of that one that would have kept his prayers from being heard on high and allows him to go to glory. I tell you, the blood of Jesus also, I believe, went and spoke to Ananias. Amen, I've heard much bad things about him. I heard a whole lot of bad stuff about this fella. Amen, what if he's just faking, Lord? What if he's just faking? Now, I mean, I'm always amazed at how people argued with the Lord when they's having a vision. Amen. "Lord, this fella's killed a bunch of people, put people in prison. How can I trust him? Are you sending me there?" But the blood spoke and said, "You can trust him." I'm sure there's a whole lot of other people in the church that said, "I don't know, what if he backslides? If he backslides, he'll know. What if he tries to get back in with the high priest? He knows where every church is now. Maybe we shouldn't let this fella in." But you know what? The blood said, "Amen, take a chance on that man." Amen. And aren't you glad the church did take a chance on that man? I want to ask you, aren't you glad the Lord took a chance on us? Glory be to Jesus. The blood was speaking to the church. The blood was saying, "I am sufficient. I will take care of his iniquities. I will take care of his past." Amen. I see the Apostle Paul, even later on,
as he's going along, all of a sudden this past tries to creep out of the pit, amen, and comes up in all of its inky blackness, amen, and tries to cloud his day, and tries to tell him, amen, oh, you've done so much wickedness, how in the world can you go out and preach to others? Amen. And all of a sudden, I believe just Paul would just say, I am the chiefest of sinners, and he is the greatest Savior. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Every reminder of his wickedness must have broke his heart. There's no doubt about it. I hear a broken heart that the blood of Jesus still had something to say to this man's past. Hallelujah. I'll tell you here tonight, I realize the devil will try to bring up your past and try to cloud up your day and try to get you to where you can't go on in the future. I want to preach to you right now and tell you that the blood has something to say to your past. Hallelujah. Forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. He may have been a persecutor, but never again. He may have shed innocent blood, but never again. The blood is taken care of that past. The blood is taken care of his old hatred and his old bondage. Yes, you can get free from your sins. You can get so free that you can go on to glory. Amen. You can get so free that you can go on and do great things and deep things for God. How is it? It's not by the power of what I say. Amen. But it's by the power of what the blood of Jesus has to say. Glory to God. That old past temptation can come back on you. Amen. All of a sudden you're reminded, and maybe in a weak moment, amen, the devil comes upon you and tries to just for a moment get you to think about it, get you to take pleasure in it in your heart. You need to plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, do my talking for me. Do my talking for me. Hallelujah. The devil's coming against me. Do my talking for me. I can't talk good enough to get the devil away. I can't talk good enough to get temptation away. But there is one that can speak for me. I could not speak to the law and say, leave me alone. Amen. He'd have followed me till I died and drug me to hell. I could not in any wise speak forgiveness just because. But I'll tell you, there was one that spoke for me. The blood of Jesus spoke for me. I'll tell you, the blood can talk back to the devil. The blood that's applied to your heart can give you victory over sin, can give you victory over the powers of hell. Oh, yes. Glory be to Jesus. The blood still speaks. Amen. It doesn't ever stop speaking. Glory. Hallelujah. There may be sometimes you can't speak up for yourself. And I'll just have to say, you say, oh, I got to believe that Jesus is interceding for me. I got to believe that Jesus is taking up my cause for me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now I see Paul going on, and we see and realize what all he done. But listen, you can go beyond your faults and failures. Amen. Here's Peter. He climbs out of his old failure, his cussing and swearing and denying the Lord. Amen. But all of a sudden, the old fog comes back again, and the devil tries to get him to give in again. But the blood speaks and says, this man's not a failure. Amen. This man's not a coward. This man has been cleansed from all of that. This man's courageous. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I'll tell you, whatever you were in the past, amen, the blood can separate you from what you were and make you into a saint of God. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Why? Because the blood still still speaks right now. He speaketh. When you think of Peter, you might think of his failure, but you don't think of it for long. You think of the day of Pentecost. You think of the lame man jumping up and walking. Hey man, you think of 3,000 getting saved. You think of 5,000 getting saved. You think of somebody getting raised from the dead. You think of his shadow falling on people. Why? I'll tell you why. The blood was a talking. Amen. Why he was a walking. Amen. The blood was a speaking. Amen. Everywhere he went, the glory of God came down on him because the blood separated him from his past. No, it's not what he deserved. That's not what any of us deserved. Oh, the law tell us what we deserved. Amen. Yeah. Just listen to Moses and he'll tell you what you deserve. But that blood that speaks, it doesn't talk about what you deserve. It talks about forgiveness. Oh, it's so much better than what Abel. Amen. It's so much better than what everybody else would say. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Would you worship the Lord just a minute? Aren't you glad the blood speaketh? Glory be to God. Oh, my God in heaven. Oh, glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Amen. One day we're all going to stand before God on the day of judgment. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to plead the fifth. Anything I say, amen, I feel like would just judge me. Amen, but I just want the blood to do my talking on the day of judgment. Glory to God. I can't defend what I've done. I'd be a fool if I did. Amen. But oh, I tell you, if the blood would just speak up for me, everything would be all right. Glory be to God. And so I just want to say to you that been wounded by sin, the blood has something to say to you. You know what? Sometimes we need to hear what the blood's saying. You're forgiven. Hallelujah. You're loved. Oh, glory. Oh, you're a child of God. It's continually talking now. That's what it says. It speaketh. Glory to God. When you're sleeping, the blood's still speaking. Amen. I'm sure they had a hard time sleeping that night when the death angel went through Egypt, but the blood was a talking on that doorpost. Say, you can't come in here. Woo, glory to God. This is off limits to you right here. And if some little child that may have been afraid and may have been startled, amen, because of sheer exhaustion, finally went to sleep, that blood was protected. Hey, listen, you can't protect yourself, amen, but the blood of Jesus Christ can protect you from the spirit of death. Listen, what is it saying to you? You're safe. You're safe. You're safe. You're safe. You're safe. I realize, amen, we can backslide, but amen, listen, as long as you're into the blood, you're safe. You don't have to backslide. There's more power in the blood to keep you. Just as much power to forgive you as to keep you safe. Glory to God. Hey man, you can't come in here. It's off limits because of the blood of Jesus. Amen, or the blood of the Lamb back in that time. But you know, the blood of Jesus keeps us safe. Praise the name of Jesus. I know the devil tried to torment you, but God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. The blood over your mind can guard your thoughts, can guard your heart, can guard your spirit. Oh, I'm glad the blood still speaks right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Aren't you glad for that blood?
Amen. Could we all stand here tonight? Oh, Heavenly Father, I've tried to lift up the blood of Jesus one more time and preach to this congregation of your love and of your compassion. Oh, God, would you please move? Help those that feel somewhat insecure to feel the safety that there is under the blood. I pray that those that would feel in some wise as though, amen, the devil and temptation could come on them any time and take them. I plead the blood and pray for victory for those, Lord, that have their past following them. Oh, I pray that the blood would speak to that past. Oh, glory to God. In the name of Jesus, please move here tonight. And for those that need forgiveness, for those that need to forgive themselves, I pray that they'd hear the voice of the blood that speaks, forgiven. Oh, God, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. While heads are bowed, I want to ask you, are you here tonight, lost, unforgiven? You say, I need to be saved. I need to be right with God. I want to give you a chance, first of all, to be saved and be forgiven. Is there anybody here? Just raise your hand and say, I want to be forgiven. I want to be saved. Anybody? Anybody? If you're here, you're still welcome, even though I'm moving on. We hadn't forgot you. I want to ask, how many say, I need the blood to speak to my past? Oh, God. I've been, it seemed like the devil's just been trying to torment me with that. I need the blood to speak to my past. Raise your hand. The blood to speak. How many say, I need the blood speak to me? I need to hear forgiven. Would you raise your hand? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I tell you what, I believe that the blood can speak to your temptations and the powers of hell and give you victory over them. There have been several, raise your hand, but I'd just like for us to come and praise God for the blood. Could we come and thank the Lord for the blood? If you need to be saved, you're welcome to come pray with us. Oh, let's come and seek the Lord. Let's come and worship God. The Lord's able to speak to your need here tonight.